Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, 21 million views. It spawned hashtag the dress. Remember back in early 2015, almost 5 years ago, there was a debate about this dress. It went viral. It was splashed all over the news. It was a cultural phenomenon. Some saw the color as blue and black. Others saw it as white and gold. Through Photoshop manipulation, you can see both versions. The same photo, different lighting, creates a different effect. It all depends upon how you look at it. Really, our stained glass windows aren't any different. Because it's brighter outside right now, when you look at the stained glass windows with all the light coming through the glass, the in-between looks black. But in reality, it's white. And you can see it here on the Christmas window. The white is showing up more than anywhere else right now. If it's brighter inside, you see the white. It all depends upon how you look at it. It's an optical illusion. What a sign means depends upon how you see it. Take the sign of Emmanuel. The sign of Emmanuel was judgment for Ahaz. Ahaz lived in a time of fear and doubt. He was a king of Judah in the dynasty of Judah, that southern kingdom, a kingdom with 8 good kings, except Ahaz wasn't one of them. Now in Syria, in Israel, that northern kingdom, Israel, also sometimes called Ephraim, well, Syria and Israel had formed an alliance against Judah. And they laid siege against the city of Jerusalem. And they were determined to destroy it, to destroy that southern kingdom. Well, Ahaz should have trusted in Yahweh to deliver him, but he was an unbeliever. He worshipped idols. And rather than seeking God's help, he turned to Assyria. To get the attention of Ahaz, God sent Isaiah. He sent Isaiah to give Ahaz hope. And Isaiah said, "Do not fear." The plan of Ahaz's enemies would fail, and Ephraim would be destroyed. Ahaz should stand strong and put his faith in Yahweh, in God. But Ahaz does not believe. Yahweh told Ahaz to ask for a sign confirming his word. And Ahaz refused. He refused because he preferred the help of Assyria to believing God. So Ahaz saw this offer of a sign as an unwanted intrusion into his plan. Yet Yahweh gave Ahaz the sign of Emmanuel. The virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and you shall call his name Emmanuel. First, the good news. Before the boy is old enough to know right from wrong, Syria and Israel will be gone. Then the bad news. Because Ahaz didn't believe, worse trouble would come upon him and Judah. The good news paled in comparison to the bad news. For Ahaz, the sign of Emmanuel was a sign of judgment because he saw the sign as an inconvenience. And what a sign means depends upon how you see it. For Mary and Joseph, it was just the opposite. The sign of Emmanuel was good news for Mary and Joseph. It wasn't judgment, it was joy. Joseph and Mary lived in a time of fear and doubt. They lived in an occupied country. Judah was under Roman rule. And Mary was pregnant. And they weren't married yet, only engaged. So Joseph assumed that Mary had been unfaithful. So Joseph was considering a divorce, that is, a breaking off of their engagement. And God sent an angel to give Joseph hope. Do not fear. Take Mary as your wife. The baby in Mary's womb was God's son, conceived by the Holy Spirit. God gave Joseph the sign of Emmanuel. Mary's son would be called Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. This was to fulfill Isaiah's Emmanuel prophecy. Jesus is Emmanuel, which means God with us. Joseph believed God, and Joseph saw the sign of the virgin birth as a reassurance of not only of Mary's virtue, but also of God's grand design coming to fruition. Therefore, Joseph took Mary home as his wife. For Joseph and Mary, the sign of Emmanuel was a sign of forgiveness and promise. It was joy. Because what a sign means depends upon how you look at it. What does the sign of Emmanuel mean for you? We live in a time of fear and doubt. The dysfunction of government and politics fills the airwaves and blogs down your Facebook. Wall Street is doing well, but we all doubt for how much longer. We know it can tumble. It's tumbled in the past. It will tumble again. And what does that mean for our retirement? And it seems more than ever, many people have anxiety and fear because they cling to false gods and they trust idols of this world instead of fearing, loving, and trusting in God above all things. God sent Jesus to give us hope. And Jesus says, do not be afraid. Do not fear. Jesus gives us peace. Jesus saves us from our sins. God gives us the sign of Emmanuel. Jesus is God in the flesh, human flesh, Emmanuel, God with us. And by coming in the flesh, Jesus took our fears and our conflicts and our sins on himself. Then in that flesh, God with us in the flesh was killed to take them all away. And yet Jesus is still with us in the flesh. Here in this Holy Supper, Jesus is still present with us. The bad news? God with us, Emmanuel, in the Lord's Supper as a sign of judgment if we do not discern his body and blood in, with, and under the bread and wine. But the good news is God is with us, Emmanuel, in the Lord's Supper as a sign of forgiveness, of salvation, of life everlasting. If we discern the body and blood of Jesus Christ in, with, and under the bread and wine, Jesus is with us forever. Emmanuel. So I ask, how do you see the sign? If you deny Christ and reject his grace like Ahaz, then it's a sign of judgment. If you believe in Jesus Christ and his forgiveness, as he has given you the power to believe, it is a sign of hope and forgiveness. It's not judgment, it's joy. Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved. What a sign means depends upon how you see it. Merry Christmas. Amen. As followers of Christ, keep loving one another earnestly and show hospitality to one another without grumbling. Amen.